Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and your First Nation radio station here is BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And you can give us a call and have your say on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, Rob BBM 987 FM. And we go via NERS, like I said. So to Delhi Mob, like I said, acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our First Nation and traditional owners, Tricis, Delhi Country Vows, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? All right, we're going across the nation, like I said, Yarn Up Strong. And also want to give a big shout out to all the brothers out there in regarding celebrating Men's Health Week this week. And to our warriors out there, be strong, be deadly. And they say you've got to be a man to yourself before anybody else. So that's all you do, just check that brother in the mirror, have a deadly yarn with him, and move forward into the future. And every day is a great day, and moving forward. We all got a past, don't mean we have to live there. Have your say. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. And with that, let's think of our beautiful sisters out there with this deadly track, Dead Heart, Sister, Sister. Enjoy.
Little sister, sister, what are you trying to say to me? Little sister, sister, what are you trying to say to me? As she stood there, she watched the sun go down. Little sister says, I like to watch the sun go down, but before I can, I've got to fly away, way up high like an eagle in the sky before I do. Little sister, sister, why you standing there so cold? Little sister, sister, why you standing there so cold? As the rain falls down, it washes over your sweet face. As the rain falls down, she disappears without a trace. Inside herself, but she will fly away, will fly like an eagle in the sky before I do. Fly, fly away, way up high, like an eagle in the sky. My little sister, fly, fly away, way up high, like an eagle in the sky. Sister, sister, why you feeling so confused? Little sister, sister, why you feeling so confused? Can you feel it? I think it's something from your past. Can you feel it? I can get along at last. But before I can, I gotta fly away. We're back like an eagle in the sky. Like an eagle in the sky.
The Here, you're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, you can text the brother 0457140550 and our Facebook page, Rob, BBM987FM. If you're celebrating Men's Health Week, let the mob know. Give us a call. Tell us what you're doing in regarding celebrating our warriors and being strong, our brothers, leading the way and showing the pathway for our younger brothers coming through. And, yeah, my beautiful father, God bless him. He's out there, out and about. Dad, hope you're well. And he always said to me that you're going to be a man to yourself before anybody else. So that's so deadly, so true. And it's about yarning with that that brother in the mirror. So yarning up very strong. Well, that Randy used to say, you need to go to bed in the morning. So go to bed with a mirror. So in the morning you can wake up to yourself. Or make it like a lengthy mirror so you can have a good long look at yourself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself is what I'm saying. One love, my brothers. Stay deadly and be true. Be true to you and be true to your family. All right, today, have you saying yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, and taking it right through to 12 noon Queensland time. So yarn up strong here. All right, now Monash University launches Australia's first Indigenous Business Leadership Degree. Associate Professor Nick McGowan, Director of Equity, Diversity and Social Inclusion from the Monash Business School and Course Director. We're going to have a yarn with Associate Professor Nick now on the line. Very good morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. Monash launched Australia's first Indigenous Business Leadership Degree. So tell about this degree and tell us about First Nation people being in business and leading the way into the future.
Yeah, totally. So what we've done is Monash Business School has partnered together with the William Cooper Institute, which is the Indigenous space within Monash University. And we're collaborating on offering a Masters of Indigenous Business Leadership. So that's a two-year part-time program. It's working within the business school, and also we offer units in, for example, design thinking and Indigenous business leadership. And it's offering that to an Indigenous-only cohort of students.
Good. Fantastic. So this is the first of its kind?
We believe so. So we know that there are aspects of this being done in, for example, Canada and also in New Zealand with First Nations people, but this is the first time that we know of where there's been an actual formalised Masters of Indigenous Business Leadership. So there's been offering of kind of master workshops and programs, but never an actual qualification. And we see this as being vital to be able to enhance and strengthen Indigenous business leadership in Australia.
Well, of course, and we're talking about driving an organisation, driving a business entity into the future. And if you've got a black person holding the reins, more power to First Nation people across this country.
100%. So we hope that one of the long-term outcomes of this course is going to be exactly that, to create more diversity on board, to be able to, what we're finding is that Indigenous business leaders are there, they're operating, but sometimes their career can be stopped inside mainstream organisations. Mm-hmm. And we think, and that often can be because they don't have that formal qualification. And so this is being able to give an opportunity to create and gain that qualification to get higher up in the organisation. We want to see more diversity on boards across Australia.
Fantastic. Nick, have you got champions at the table in regard to help driving this vehicle forward?
Yeah, definitely. So that's why we've partnered with the William Cooper Institute and within those networks, definitely. We've also got business champions. So we've got individuals working out there in industry. We're bringing those back into the classroom to discuss their experiences with students. And so they're offering and sharing their learning too.
Yeah, good. Leading from the front. And like I said, totally. We can always take a page out of someone's book, you know what I mean, in regard to their profession and their field. And I always say every person I meet in some way is superior to me. And here's a fantastic vehicle that Monash University is creating. I think it's fantastic. You there, Nick? I lost Nick there. That's Nick, Associate Professor Nick McGowan. He's the Director of Equity, Diversity and Social Inclusion from the Monash Business School and Course Director. And we're just talking about how they're launching Australia's first Indigenous Business Leadership Degree. So there it is, your mob. And I always say, not a businessman, I'm a businessman. So get into business. That's what you're creating, a business space, being in business for yourself. But that in itself just creates employment opportunity for taking on First Nation people to work in your organisation, your company, your business, and moving forward. And look, a fantastic vehicle. We're talking about employment of First Nation people. Well, what about businesses? We'll just check. I think I've got Nick there. Nick, you there?
Trevor, yeah, I'm here.
Lost you there. All good. All good. Cool. Now, look, fantastic. I think it's great when we're talking about employment of First Nation people. That's always where we're singing that song and pushing that space. But let's talk black people being in business. And this is a fantastic opportunity for people to be in business. And once you get your degree, well, business is business. No matter what business you're running, you've got to have the knowledge of how to run a business, yes?
Yeah, exactly. That's 100% it. And what we're seeing is that often financial literacy and money management, for example, is a skill set that's sometimes absent. And so what we're trying to do, we've even created like a standalone unit focusing solely on financial literacy and money management. So we're hoping that that's enabling Indigenous business leaders to be able to go out there and exactly do that. They can operate not only their own organisations or organisations of community, but they can also work in the kind of mainstream large organisations across Australia too.
Exactly. Well, if you look at a person who's just done their apprenticeship as a mechanic or a carpenter, for example, and at the end of the apprenticeship, then they say, look, I want to go into business. I've got the knowledge. Well, you yet to get the knowledge of how to run a business, and that's what we're talking about here.
Exactly. And we hope that that actually goes also towards self-determination, right? So if you understand how you can work and how you can operate that business, then exactly that, you can create your own. And that's what we want to see.
Beautiful. Look, fantastic movement there. All the best to you, Nick. Thank you very much. And big shout out to Monash University. Doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Trevor.
Take care, Nick. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Adelie Young there, Associate Professor Nick McGuin, and like I said, Director of Equity, Diversity and Social Inclusion from Monash Business School, and Course Director, and talking about Australia's first Indigenous Business Leadership degree. So there it is. Get your degree and become a knowledge. Knowledge is power. Or I like to say knowledge is potential power. You still got to act on that knowledge. You know, well done, as Beth and Bold said. Have you say, you might be yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Here's Larrakia Tears with Ellie Mills. Do enjoy.
Snake dreaming in the air, burning crab, Pinjak said, now Bandula says. Baby blind, boxed her world, Chow and young man, yet she fought, showed her boy and girl. Larrakia world, how am I supposed to carry on? They always win, the greedy and few. I am mangroves, I've been told, through me salty waters flow, this is me. Powerful his hands, deep his tracks in sand, Pa Rupert's land. Will I ever be that brand? When the earth was well and free, balance had peace, dreamtime was law, and nobody was poor, life was good for all. Sifting through sweet memories, helping me get through the day, a spirit showed the way, and where we went and came, and what to do and say. No one was put away for living their way. Sitting in the dirt and life was gay. Everybody purposed they were brave. Everyone would say, what a lovely day. Just like yesterday. It was law to be as one and stand. Just be like another grain of sand. This we understand. Partners hand in hand. Animal and man. Players in a band. Mother nature's plan.
down to my last cigarette, and my veins they need a fix. Can I borrow a buck from you? You're always there when a friend in need. See me through those wasted years. I knew I could count on you. Like the nights when the wind and rain fell softly down on us, while you cried on my shoulder. As we walk these darkened streets, like the people we would meet, there's no love in the eyes of strangers. Softly spoken words you would preach, open dreams and life it seems. While on the streets the battles are won and lost, fight the demons that's inside. There's no place to run and hide, only the darkness of your mind. Maria, don't stand behind. Get up and walk with me through the fields of our minds. Midnight train is on the moon. Through the rain it would go, as it cut through the darkened night. From my window the whistle blows, heading towards tomorrow. Left behind the stranded souls. Relight me a cigarette, come to bed and let's forget. Separate illusions of our own destiny. We'll always be only one for me. You're like Mother Earth, wind and fire. The feeling I have is empty. My dreams with a needle. My jingling nerve screams for one more, for just one more, for just one more, for just one more.
Hey, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, your big yarning circle. Have your say, yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. That's the deadly number you call. And yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, that's BBM, Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So yarn up strong, your mob. Have your say. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's go to Billy Go Bengalee from Herb Patton. Do enjoy.
Billy go bangalee, Jemiah Mustaki. Penny go up and money go down. Doonum bucks and go. Two up and a jolly bill a liar. You go knee a yon nigger on a liar. You go knee a yon nigger on a liar. Billy go bangalee, Jemima Stucky. Penny go up and money go down, doonum bucks and go. Two up and a jolly bill a liar.
You go near yon nigger on a lie. Queensland, Amurica, wah, 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 wah.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. They say if the music is the essence of life, then play on. And that's what Jimmy Kyle is doing with his deadly band, Chasing Ghosts. I'm going to talk to the Deadly Brother about the track Summer. It's the first track from their forthcoming EP title, Homelands, and by Aboriginal-led punk rock band Chasing Ghosts, as I mentioned. On the line, Jimmy, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Barang Maran, good morning. Good, my brother. How are you up there in the north?
Yeah, too deadly, brother. We're really fine up here. Before we start, cuss, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I'm a proud Tangari man from the mid-north coast of New South Wales, originally born in Mount Isa, and yeah. I've got some Kalkaboon family, so big shout-out to the family up there and around Townsville, and, yeah, now living in Melbourne, in Naam, as we call it down here, Naam, not Melbourne.
Melbourne, Naam, that's right, yeah.
Same place, but just, you know, keeping it old school.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. Look, thank you for coming to the program. Congratulations with your first track there from the forthcoming EP title, Homelands.
My brother.
Summer. Yeah, can you hear me okay, brother? Yep. We'll try and get the brother back. I just lost him. That's Jimmy Kyle. Going to have a yard with Jimmy Kyle. As I mentioned, he's the front man for the deadly band, Chasing Ghosts, and talk about the first track from the forthcoming EP title, Homelands, and the track is called Summer. But stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, and that's BBM, Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have your saying, Yana, up strong, your mob, too deadly. I'm going to catch up Yana with Adrian Dodson-Shaw, Assistant Director at the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Statistics. Census data and local partnership promote health in Orange, New South Wales. On the line, Adrian, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so my name's Adrian Dodson-Shaw. I'm a Yarrow man from Broome, from my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
And an Arunda Mudgett and Cadish man from Central Australia, from Alice Springs, from my mother's side. So
beautiful.
The best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. Daily footprint, my brother. Fantastic. So census data and local partnership promote health in Orange, New South Wales. Look, it is Men's Health Week. Probably working in that space there. Tell us what services you're operating there, my brother.
Yeah, so basically, you know, like we've been working in the space base with, you know, Orange Medical Service, you know, and like we're saying, you know, all the statistics stuff that we've been, you know, collecting and stuff over the years and all that's really gone and it's really worked to the advantage of the health service. Yes. And, you know, basically that's secured, you know, funding in that sense for their medical service.
Mm.
And, you know, especially around, you know, when they opened the Wallow Wind Centre, which combines, you know, holistic and traditional medicine practice to prove, you know, better health outcomes for, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in that area, because we're looking for that, you know, social, emotional well-being, and, you know, and the fact that we've kind of utilised that data to help support the medical service and to help people in that region, which is really fantastic. And I think that's the beauty in terms of, you know, why we collect data.
Yes.
Why is data so crucial, you know, for programs, especially to support our medical service, but also specifically, you know, all these different programs. And as you said, you know, Men's Health Week and how important that is, and especially Indigenous men and these programs that go on, you know, to support, you know, our mob and our well-being, because that's really, you know, the number one for all of us.
Exactly, it is. And it just shows you, Adrian, how important census is in regard to collecting information, and then we can find out in what space we need to be working in and what funding areas that need to be funded to close that gap, so to speak. So very important, yes?
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you know, and that's why, you know, like, you know, speaking, why we participate and why we have all these things is because we need to have paint that picture.
Yes.
You know, of areas that we are, that we do need support in, you know, and, you know, and that's why it's so important.
Well, numbers don't lie, Adrian, you know.
No, for sure, 100%. And it's better being overrepresented in terms of, like, you know, we need this, to crying out to say, yes, these
exactly.
are our stats. So we need these are crucial to our, you know, to us as Indigenous people in that space, and also needing, you know, those programs that are there to help us on ground, especially in the health space, you know, and it's better doing that instead of, you know, being underrepresented.
Exactly.
You know,
How often is census done?
So census is done every 5 years.
Every 5 years.
So this year in August 2021, Tuesday 10th, is when census is going to be held, but in rural and regional areas and remote areas, it's going to be held a little bit different, so 2 weeks either side, so giving people a chance to, you know, as we support them on ground, to make sure that we are capturing the mob to participate, as you're right.
Is it a manual process, or can you do it online, Adrian?
Well, for the mob, and the, you know, we do offer that, you know, you can go online and do those forms and stuff now, which has really, really been good. So, and but there's also support on ground for mob that needs help with supporting. But, yeah, as you mentioned, there is, you know, for those people that want to get online and things, so that makes it more easier for people to do that.
Let's say, are you online or in line? We are in the 21st century, so yeah, good to get online and do it. That's a fast process. But in regard to the manual process, census have staff or people that can help and guide them and direct our mob out there to fulfill the census out?
Yeah, 100%. Like, so, you know, in the lead up now until self census, that we go out to communities and go out to regional places, and, you know, we have like these, we have fill in the form sessions and pop up heads, so we can give all the mob, you know, that information of how to do it face to face support.
Yes.
And then when census, you know, when we get closer to census, we also offer, you know, job opportunities for mob in community that want to help support. Then obviously they get that training, and then they can help, you know, people, you know, on ground. And it's really good because they're the trusted faces in the community. And, you know,
well, exactly. Black on black, Adrian.
Yeah, black on black, and then, you know, you get that, as you said, you know,
that's right, bro.
That comfortability and my thing, but and it just works, you know, it works,
sure.
And it's more empowering for our mob to do that, you know. To say,
yeah.
And then it's better coming from our mob to say, you mob should take part in this.
Exactly.
It'll help us. Our community, you know,
exactly.
Not coming in and saying you should do this, because then it's like more kind of personal. Say, well, we need to do this, and that will help us in the long term get that count right in those communities, regional areas, in our cities. But we've got also make sure that us mob, as Indigenous mob, that we are pushing that message to make sure that we're saying your mob
we need to participate.
Well, exactly. And if you look at it, that information, it helps with, like, for example, housing, you know. If you've got about three families living in one house, yeah, we need to know that information. And then that gives us, hey, say, more meat on the bone when we're going to fight for more funding for this area or for that community.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, you know, as you put it in a simple sense, you know, you're giving ammunition to us to actually say, well, you know, we've only got a certain amount of houses within this community. Mm-hmm. But also in saying that, we need our mob to actually say, well, we need to dispel that, you know, like, we're not here for anything else. We just want to, you know, give us the
necessities in life.
Give us that correct number, because if there are overcrowding in this place, then we need more houses, because every 5 years, population's going to grow in the community, right?
Yes.
So we need, within that population growth, you need more housing.
Exactly. Right? Straightforward, isn't it? Brother, how long you been in that space with the Bureau of Statistics?
Yeah, well, you know, in 3 days, no one's counting, it'd be 6 months. So January 18th, and, you know, I think I spoke to earlier on, and, you know, fresh into the role, you know, coming in.
How are you enjoying that journey, brother?
It's been great so far. Learned a lot so far, but, you know, knowing now, especially around census, knowing, you know, how important census is, but also knowing the data, you know, in our space, especially in the Indigenous space, how important data is for all our mob, you know, all our organisations, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just... It's really in this day and age, and that's where everything is governed from. And when we, you know, look at, you know, to inform policies, to help out with infrastructure, programming, you know, right, that, you know.
Exactly. We need that information. We need to collect that data. Yeah. And that's why our mob need to do their bit by filling out those forms. And it's how many questions on those sheets there, data sheets?
Look, I don't know the total of questions, but I think per questioning per person, I think it goes for about 90 minutes on average. So
sit at the back there, have a cup of tea and fill out the form, you know. Give Netflix a rest and do the forms.
Oh, for sure. You've got to make sure that we are, you know, allowing that time.
Yes.
But, you know, what's 90 minutes to an hour or whatever, make sure in the long run, will contribute, you know.
You're helping yourself, you're helping your mob, you're helping your community, you're helping all black people in this country rise.
Yeah, exactly right. And, you know, and that's just more empowering for us to say, well, you know, and it only happens every 5 years too.
Yeah, that's all.
What's
90 minutes, do the application, do the forms, and then have a break, and 5 years later we'll come back to you.
it's really important. But now, like, I think, you know, working in this space now, and as you know, like, growing, you know, learning and things, that, you know, it's, you know, especially in my sense, you know, being Indigenous, but what I'm talking to my mob about, you know, that why it's important, you know, and for all of the right reasons that we are doing it. So if I'm saying this, then that gives a lot more, you know, credibility around, okay, if us families doing this and that, then it's important, you know.
Well, you've got black doctors out there looking after our mob. You've got black entertainers entertaining our mob. And you've got Brother Adrian there doing mob regarding census and doing the data. So too deadly, my brother.
Well, that's it. I'm doing the data. I'm the data man now.
Dataologist.
Dataologist, that's the one. But, it's good. And I think, you know, the more we get, you know, in the future, I suppose that's the way we need to go, and we need to also understand the importance of data and how data can be used to better us.
Yeah, well, that little 17-year-old, that little brother listening out there, in 5 years' time, he could be married with two kids, you know what I mean? So where are you going to live, brother, you know?
Yeah, where you live. Put him on your form there.
Too deadly, my brother. Good talking to you, Adrian. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best. And the message is to all the mob, fill out the census, do the data, do the information. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you then.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That's Adrian Dodson-Shaw, Assistant Director at the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Statistics, and Census Data and Local Partnership Promote Health in Orange, New South Wales. But across the board, the message is being delivered. And that word, the statistic, Murray would break his jaw trying to pronounce it. Bureau of Statistics. There you go. Too educated, this Murray. Have you say yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball you want here, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray. Murray from the Curry, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dindi country, and the First Nation Radio Station, BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call. Let's have a yarn, your mob, 1-800-422-416.